If you want to know what's on our minds, if you want to know what's in our eyes, listen to Queer Eye for the Pink Eye. If you want to know that we are here, if you want to know that we are queer, listen to Queer Eye for the Pink Eye.
Welcome everybody to episode 3 of Queer Eye for the Pink Eye. We decided by a unanimous vote that I get to be the host. From now on, I will do host-like things. Like move the couch to the microphone and set the microphone up.
Check.
And put the table in front of the couch.
Check.
And set the table.
You never set the table.
And wear a waistcoat.
He did that.
And white gloves.
Right? Mm-hmm. I told him that's what a regular host does.
And say, hello, miss.
I also told him to open the door whenever I arrive home and carry my luggage to the car.
And today we have our second ever guest.
Look at us having franchises or something.
That voice you hear thanking us graciously is Michael Martin. Michael, say hi to our listeners.
Hi.
That's him.
I thought he was going to talk in a deep, deep, like, Rambo-like voice the whole time we're doing this.
I'm trying.
Hey, how's it going with you guys?
I'm going to try to gay it up for you guys.
Yay, more gay.
For the show, you know.
Less straight, boo.
Right.
Queer it.
Because usually you're really straight.
Very straight, yeah.
Sometimes his eyes are more of a mild shade of pink. But this time he's really gonna pink eye it for us.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
He's really gonna pink up that eye.
Yeah.
For those people who don't know, Michael's a world class photographer. Mm-hmm. He takes pictures. So
that's what photos are made out of.
Of naked boys.
Do you want to like? Women. Do you want to like make a plug? You can.
Come on, plug yourself. Come on, do it.
Where can people see your work?
Well, if you Google Michael M, M-I-K-E-L, my penis will be the first thing that comes up in Google Images, and then plenty other of penises that are not mine.
If you want to see Michael's penis.
Mm-hmm. Or ass.
Google search M-I-K-E-L.
Wow, you know.
M.
But you don't see my feet very often. No.
Such a random comment.
Yeah.
But I think that's hilarious because just by you plucking your penis and or bum, our ratings will shoot up exponentially.
Absolutely.
Expo-fucking-entially. So
this is live, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
live. Right.
Okay, so I have an app on my iPhone that's called Wiki Survival App. I don't know what it's called. Wiki How to Survival. And it's a really great app. I recommend downloading it. Sponsored by Wiki Survival App. And I had to look up, what did I tell you guys I was looking up? How to podcast.
this thing you're listening to. You have to find out how to do it because he's a monkey.
Well, how do you know how to podcast?
Yes.
And I wasn't talking to you.
Oh.
And I said, tell me something to look up. And Michael said, bloodletting, because that's how his mind works.
And it doesn't that.
The first thing said how to thicken fake blood, and the second thing said how to cure your cat's diarrhea. But nothing said how to bloodlet. You know what? I don't know what bloodletting is.
It's to bring the fever down. I think it's to, like, thin the blood, maybe?
No, I think it's based on the whole idea that they used to have evil vapors, quote-unquote vapors, in your body.
Yeah.
Humors?
The humors,
These, like, basically evil spirits that resided in your bloodstream that if you had to let them out. So that's what the bloodletting was, is to literally cut open a person, let them bleed, and the evil humor will drain from their body, and then they'll recover.
The four humors are phlegm, blood,
Seinfeld, and Tina Fey.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Maybe Kathy Griffin is a fifth one.
If ever there was a humor that kills people,
yeah, she
Kathy
would. Yeah,
Griffin.
Let's just replace feces with her. Perfect.
Got a bad case of the Kathy Griffin.
And the humor, yeah.
Oh, poor Kathy.
Wait, do we like the humors or not?
No, they're bad. They do bad things.
And they're also like phlegm, blood, piss. Do you like those?
You grouped that in with who? Jerry Seinfeld and...
Oh, I take back
humorous,
the Tina Fey.
Like humorous.
I thought you said Tina Fey.
I said, but I humorous, do love her, so I'm going to replace her with Kathy Griffin.
Cause... Well, I get it, but I thought she liked Tina Fey.
I know, I was misunderstanding. My bad. My bad on that.
My bad, yeah. Speaking of humorous, Joey's wearing lime green ankle socks at this very moment, which we were kind of offended about earlier.
What am I going to wear my best socks in the hour before I go to bed?
Yes.
And a tuxedo.
Fine. I see what's going to happen. This whole time I'm going to be ganged up on because...
Well, that's
because
you're the new host.
Diana and Michael have the same sense of humor.
Damn right we do.
And I like ankle socks that are lime green.
That's so weird.
And we're blood sisters like Xena and Gabrielle.
Aw, sweetie. Soulmates forever, meet you in Elysium Fields. Mm.
No one watches Xena.
Lesbians watch Xena, and me.
They do it.
What, lesbians?
They still have Xena conventions, okay, and people will pay a lot of money to hear Lucy Lawless sing Gentlemen Prefer Blondes to one Renee O'Connor.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Okay, a little backup history here. There's a TV show called Xena Warrior Princess featuring one Lucy Lawless. Do you want to know how I know this? Because I lived with both of these people. I currently live with Diana, and when I first moved out of my parents' house, as we all did, we moved in together. This is why it's a reunion.
This is a reunion episode.
And they are both Xena fanatics. They love Xena the Warrior Princess.
Oh my god.
To the point where Diana owns all of the DVD copies. Michael, do you own anything?
Online. Well, my mom actually taped every Xena episode on VHS, and she fast-forwarded through all of the commercials for me.
Aww.
That is actually quite adorable. Xena is quite appropriate for this podcast because it's got so much lesbian subtext to the point that they actually started to write it in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And text. Her lesbian counterpart, well, her partner... is Gabrielle, played by Renee O'Connor. So when they're saying Renee O'Connor and how she's singing Gentlemen Prefer Blonde to Renee O'Connor, they're talking about the characters, Xena and Gabrielle. And I'm tired of talking about Xena already.
Right, they're gay, they'll know about it. Did you know that Lucy Lawless's daughter is actually gay? It would be very interesting to
be
gay and to have your mother to be the queen of the gays.
Yeah, wow.
And not be gay.
Yeah.
And still not be
lesbians
gay. Even though she's secretly
fucking
gay.
Love Xena.
Wait. Yeah. Is Xena the queen of the gays or the warrior princess of
the gays? Of
the gays,
yeah.
Okay.
So here is our first segment, Weekly Highlights.
Weekly Highlights.
Okay, so in this segment, we talk about the highlights from our week. So, who would like to start? Diana, what's the highlight of your week?
Oh, what is the highlight of my week? Okay, so it was New Year's, and I got to spend New Year's in Galliano with family and friends, and it was good times. And I don't know if this is a highlight, but I think it's just pretty funny. I went for a walk with two other ladies, my friend Nikki and this lovely lady I met named Ishten. And we're walking through the
Ishten?
Forest. Ishten.
Is she Irish?
She is Turkish. So we are walking through the forests.
I thought she might have been Irish with a name like Ishten.
Really? Have you met a lot of Irish with that name? Yeah, that's what I thought.
I know Ishten O'Doul.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. But anyways, so I was walking through the woods. It was lovely. It was beautiful because in Vancouver we had a gorgeous New Year's, very bright sunlight, clear, no sky or clouds in the sky. It was cold as hell, but it was beautiful. So we're walking through the woods, and all of a sudden, Nikki darts her eyes behind us. And then she gasps, and I'm like, what's going on? And apparently, I'm going to do this from Nikki's point of view because it's funnier. Nikki was walking and she heard behind us the sound of a paw hitting the ground. That's a very distinct sound. Apparently she could recognize the sound of a paw hitting the ground and like crinkling some leaves or snapping a twig. I don't even know because I didn't hear it. But she heard this sound and then she turned her head and she saw out of the corner of her eye a tawny body darting towards us. So she saw this and she went, because where she comes from, which is Vancouver Island, that translates to cougar attack. So she gasped. I turned semi, like, towards whatever the hell made her gasp. Something barreled into my legs. Ishten behind me went, and I'm like, oh, God, like, this is freaking me out. And then we look down, and what it is that barreled into us and attacked us in a vicious fashion was a golden retriever. And that was so funny because, like, it was a golden retriever, right? Which is all, like, happily licking our faces and
stuff. Heartbringer of death.
But, like, the whole, like, freak out. And I understand completely because if I came from the island and, like, lived in the bush like she has, I would be scared of cougars because they do attack. But that is funny that it was a golden retriever who was, like, just trying to say hi. Okay, that's my story.
Michael, what's the highlight of your week?
I've had a pretty awful week, but what was the highlight of my...
It doesn't have to be positive.
Actually, no, the highlight of my week yesterday was yesterday, and that was of my week.
Yesterday is included in
yes,
the week.
Sweet, great. Yeah, because it's vacation. Anyways,
7 days.
Beautiful. So in the last 7 days, yesterday was probably my highlight. I had a photo shoot, and I got on really well with the beautiful redhead.
So you photographed a redhead.
Yes, and he just was hilarious, and I felt really comfortable, and he was naked the entire time, like, just walking around making hummus, and I just was photographing that. And
he was walking around making hummus?
Yeah.
Did he have, like, a bowl with, like, a pummel? What is that thing called?
He was just trying to...
Like, going a like grinder? That.
I think he was just trying to...
Hummus and stone?
Make yeah. his ass bounce a little bit as he walked. I don't know. I'm not sure.
The hummus helps.
Yeah, exactly. The hummus really helps.
you want to know how I know I'm in Sodom and Gomorrah times and we're about to have fire rain down from above is the fact that a naked redhead is walking around making hummus.
Yeah. Well, like...
That's how I know.
He was making hummus and I'm like, are you vegetarian? He's like, why'd you ask? I'm like, no gay man who isn't a vegetarian knows how to make hummus.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's true.
They don't. And he was a vegetarian.
There you go. Your theory holds. Mm-hmm. Eat that, redheaded vegetarians. That.
Beautiful penis. Beautiful penis.
Beautiful.
That guy had.
Thing of beauty.
It's. They say that redheads are well hung, and in my experience, they have been.
It's professional yeah. opinion.
From my professional opinion, as a professional photographer,
it's true.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Of penis.
Have you found any one race that has a particularly quirky shaped penis? Quirky. I don't care about legs,
quirky.
But quirky shape, like maybe like a bow, or like
I'd say the Quebecois. Yeah.
yeah.
But thankfully, the majority of them are all uncircumcised, if not all of them. So I'm in uncut heaven, kind of living. I live in Montreal currently. Yes, mm-hmm. Free face.
So you have all these weird penises. Are like, I'm picturing pretty much those balloons that circus clowns tie into random knots and make weird like things like poodles. They have that in Montreal.
Oh yeah, oh, yeah. And more. And
well,
more.
The Quebecois is where Cirque du Soleil was birthed.
Oh, exactly.
So you would expect penises of circus quality. I mean, that's how it started, right? Cirque du Soleil,
yeah.
They were doing street performances of tying their penises into...
Absolutely. It was called uncircumcised.
Uncircumcised du Soleil. The Cirque in Cirque du Soleil stands for circumcision, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know the highlight of my week?
Yes.
I'd like to hear the tie-in.
You'd like to hear the what?
Tie-in. How
tie-in.
You're going
to... Oh, the tie-in. Well, I'm going to talk about my Nana's circumcised... No, I'm not going to talk about that.
I'm like, oh, God!
Please don't finish that, because it sounds so much better that way.
I didn't
my
know how
Nana's
to
circumcised...
Much better.
Dot, dot, dot. I'm hoping to God you say cat. Or dog.
Mm-hmm.
Please, I have nothing to do with Nana herself.
Nana is...
I...
What?
I'm just remembering your Nana right now. I totally forgot about her, but now I'm remembering her. And it's so funny. She's so cute. And I'm guessing that little dog has died.
Yes!
And her life is over for a while. And now this new thing that she got circumcised, right?
No, action. But You're so on the ball with that.
You're like
everything up until circumcised, because everyone knows my Nana loves her dog so, so, so
circumcised. Oh, so, so circumcised.
She loves them so circumcised. And if they're not circumcised, then she wants to punt them like footballs.
Mm. Oh.
But otherwise, she treats them better than humans. Have you guys ever... Okay, here, I can tie it in. Watch this. Balderdash, the game. This, I need to explain the game so that people understand my story. Really quick explanation. There's a fake word. There's no, that's not a fake word. There's a word, and people have to create fake definitions. But the person in charge has to write down the real definition. People submit their fake definitions. Everyone votes on which they think is the real one. And then we find out what the real one is. For example, circumcision. Fake definition.
Fake definition. Circumcision, the natural rotation of the Earth around the Sun.
Circumcision.
The administering of a dance belt on a 12-year-old boy.
And circumcision, the removal of the foreskin on the penis. So then everyone would vote, and then it's hilarity ensues. Because everyone's like, oh, I think it's the dance belt. Well, okay, my Nana's turn to write the correct definition. And we, okay, consider this. We've already played three rounds of this. So round four, Nana's turn. Nana's the type to, okay, here's some descriptors of Nana. Loves dogs more than humans. We already got that one. Mm. Swears at the dogs and swears in general. So excessive. The dog, everyone will be like, Nana, your dog is peeing on the carpet. Oh, you fucking asshole. Out loud in front of the kids.
Yeah. And she's kind of a gilf.
Loves The Inquirer and any type of entertainment TV show. And loves reality TV so much that she'll be distraught over the wrong vote on American Idol for weeks. So, my Nana's turn for Balderdash. And it was wacky laws. What is a wacky law in Newfoundland? And everyone has their definitions in, and she's reading through them. And it's like, you're not allowed to impersonate a police officer. You're not allowed to blah, blah, blah. So, first vote in. My brother-in-law, Mike, says, I think it's you're not allowed to impersonate a police officer. So my sister helping my Nana out. Okay, you need to put a point on that one to let them know that they get a point at the end. What? You got to put a point on that one to let them know that they get a point afterwards. Well, it's wrong. My brother-in-law. Well, I want to take it back then. saying, Nana, you're not supposed to tell us which one is wrong ahead of time. Okay, fine, the round's over. We got to do it over again. You might as well tell us which the right one is. Well, it's that you're not allowed to impersonate a drunk. Well, that wasn't one of the options you read out. Oh, I'm supposed to write down the correct one? We played this for three rounds already. You don't know how to write down the right correction? Okay, we got to do it again. So my weekly highlight was my Nana not knowing how to play Balderdash. And her getting circumcised.
Oh, weird family bonding moment.
All right, so do you want to do the next segment?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, next segment, Cartoon 6.
Cartoon 6. Cartoon sexy, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I showed you the segment, Michael Martin, you got kind of excited about it, so...
But I have just so many options.
Yeah, and we've already chosen our options. Gianna?
I don't think I like that name. Sounds too much like vagina somehow.
Gianna was our...
This is great. How did we take so long to like figure out that your name is Gianna?
No, Gianna was our guest for episode 2, but she was so vulgar that we had to cut that episode completely. Mm. So,
yeah, Gianna, wow.
Your evil twin that you thought you strangled in the womb, but she didn't.
I thought.
No.
But she slithered away.
What did Gianna choose again?
She said, I would like to fuck the entire cast of Annie the Musical Reunion.
The cartoon.
The cartoon.
Yeah, too vulgar. So we cut it.
Daddy Warbucks?
Diana chose... Daddy Warbucks?
I actually wrote...
Punjab?
I actually rewrote It's a Hard Knock Life. I don't know if any of you may... I might have done this when I knew you guys. To be... Like, it's really, really crass, but it's about if they were actual child prostitutes in Amsterdam in the red light district. Want to one day make a burlesque show about it, but it's, can I maybe sing a few bars?
I would love okay. to.
Oh, please.
All right. It's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life for us. Instead of kisses, we do tricks. Instead of parents, we have pimps. It's a hard knock life. Santa Claus will never come without a finger up his bum. Little Chrissy's addicted to smack. As for me, I've got the clap. It's a hard knock life, really. One more round.
Okay. Oh my god, I don't hear the next verse.
I dream of being a movie star. I dream of driving a racing car. I want to be a bride one day. But as for now, there's bills to pay. It's a hard knock life. But, like, you'd see them, and they'd be all in the red light.
Yeah.
They'd be on little stools, and little Orphan Annie will do a little tap dance and remove her dress.
That was, like, the voice of an angel.
Thank you.
Singing the lyrics of the devil.
Of the devil, yeah.
I think this is your vehicle for being discovered as a musical talent.
Exactly, yeah. You think I didn't know that?
That's why you wanted to sing those.
That's why I'm here. Exactly.
That's why you're here.
Wait a second. Let me. This is vocal warm ups.
That's why you keep insisting you sing songs you've written.
Exactly.
Oh, you guys might want to just sing a little ditty. Seriously, Annie is forever altered in my mind for that.
Yeah.
This podcast is going to ruin every childhood memory I have.
Okay, that was Diana. Diana chose.
I chose Jessica Rabbit.
I chose
Cyclops
from X-Men.
Ooh, we can choose the X-Men. Okay,
well,
I'm not going to choose the X-Men, but the first one that came to mind, to be honest, was Grown Up Bambi. What?
Oh.
He was so fucking stoic and masculine. I mean, did you see how fast he was during that forest fire?
Oh my God.
He was kind of sexy, and I mean, like his girlfriend, I don't remember her name, but... She was pretty hot too.
Holy.
But I'd probably say the male Bambi. Well, I was attracted to him as a child. That's all.
You actually went there. You're the first person to actually state an animal.
Anthropomorphism, baby. It's out there.
It's not the first time Demon animal
art.
Sex has been referenced, though. Christina did want to have sex with a centaur.
Granted.
Who doesn't?
I don't know if she said she wanted to have sex with a centaur. I think she wanted to see that done on HBO.
She raised her hand and said she liked the horse cock and said that'd be fun. I spend hours editing these things. I have them memorized. Adult Bambi. Listen, in
was
your
he hung? Did they actually show that in the cartoon? They cut that, like, blur that section out.
No. Well, and when the clouds faded away, there was a cock in the clouds.
Yeah, totally.
That is the Lion King.
Oh.
Then when he sat down, the leaves flew up and wrote, "Bambi is hung." No, that was that was the Little Mermaid.
That was the subliminal messages that made you attracted to adult Bambi.
Yeah.
Bambi is hung.
Being attracted to adult Bambi is less gross than being attracted to adult baby. Just saying.
What?
Let's take a vote.
Adult baby?
Adult babies.
There's lots of adult babies out there.
There are.
Adult Bambi, I want to know in your fantasy, are you also... Like, are you female Bambi, or are you Michael Martin?
I'm definitely Michael Martin.
Okay, what do you do with adult Bambi?
Well, I'm like, stand in front of that flaming backdrop. Okay, now, just move over to... Okay, now, no, stick your chin up a little bit. Yeah, okay, all right, no, can you get semi-hard for this shot? Okay, all right, okay, perfect, all right. Pretty much. Well, first, you know, I'd be photographing him because he's a gorgeous piece of man.
He's a gorgeous stag.
He's a gorgeous stag, exactly. And then, well, whatever happens just happens, you know.
It just whatever unfolds between
basically,
the man and
basically
the deer.
we wrap like each other's hooves and arms around each other, and we allow ourselves to be consumed by the flames of our own desire and of that forest fire.
That is kind of erotic. Weirdly awkward.
My hair mingling with his antlers, but our eyes locked onto each other. Nostrally breathing really loud into each other's faces.
Nostrally breathing loud. Erotic.
Deers do have loud nostril breathes.
They do. I mean, when me and adult baby... adult baby. When me and adult Bambi were cuddling and spooning, he was a loud breather. He was a nose breather.
Sometimes his hooves probably hit you in the face, though.
Yeah, but not as bad as the antlers.
Not as bad as the adult baby's hooves.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just the thing is, I was tripping over their fucking toys when I would go to the bathroom afterwards to wipe the fucking cum off my face. Like...
That's why we invited you.
Yeah, ego's there. No qualms. Mm.
Next segment.
Yeah. At every moment in everybody's life, there's something that irritates the hell out of them. Whether it's someone they know, someone they work with, someone they see on TV, something. Something you just want to reach through time and space and punch them right in the fucking face.
Sometimes someone pisses you out so much you want to punch them in the face.
What is it for you?
Who do I want to punch in the face? Or what is it that makes me want to punch people in the face?
No. Just a person thing. Why? This thing. Punch it.
Okay, so there's this thing. It's different from the radio, which we're on right now, I think. But it's a podcast. And those fucking losers who think they can make their own podcast and that actual people would listen to it. I just want to fucking punch them in the face. Both of them. Well, if there were two of them. That Saws.
Son of a bitch. Ow.
The only reason that I haven't punched you yet is because you're hiding behind Diana.
Me? Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Do you have eyes?
No, the leprechauns that are in your plant. Oh, wait, that's me and Diana. So I guess it's fucking you.
Yeah. You.
Oh, fine.
Punch in the face. So I think, and this is a little hurtful, but Michael Martin is choosing Joseph and myself to be punched in the face.
You know, you can punch me, but I'll just cry.
It's true. He's madly like that. Oh. It is one of the saddest, most disturbing things you'll see.
Well, that doesn't make me delay a fucking second.
Nope.
Ow. I'm over it.
Done. Injury removed.
Quick recovery.
What you all don't know is that I ninja style sliced his testicles off. Ooh. He just found out by the statement. He didn't even feel it. It was so fast.
It was so ninja. I'm not going to feel it for a while. I'm still drinking, so.
Yeah. It definitely numbs the testicular region.
Yeah, except it feels really warm. But
that's why I suddenly became bald. I'm wearing them as a cap. Do you know who you want to punch in the face, Diana?
I have two. And both of them make me such a villain. I'm very, very hesitant to suggest either. Because people will start to think that I'm serious about it. So, and I know you, and you'll think it's funny to keep it in. I don't know if I want to put it in. But I will say it while fucking up the mic.
Diana is not speaking through me when I say that the person that I would like to punch the most is any person who travels with a baby. And I wish that their baby would turn into a giant fist, punch them in the face, and turn back into a baby. A dead baby. Diana?
Yeah. That's really harsh. I wouldn't know that say such things. I would say no. Good for you for procreating and traveling with your offspring.
We need to keep the species going.
Yes.
Right.
I want to punch
this pen.
Everyone who coughs without covering their mouth. I want to punch them so hard in the face. I want to punch them so hard in the face that all the phlegm in their face flies out and makes a baby sick. I want to punch them so hard that their spittle flies and sickens the child of someone who's traveling with their baby.
I think our dreams just merged there.
Yeah.
That was a dream merge.
That was a dream merge.
Beautiful.
Okay, let me see if I get this right. We want some... Well, we don't want. But if somebody were to cough, then a baby nearby turns into a fist, punches its parent...
With a fist full of phlegm that it pulls back into the baby's body, killing it instantly.
Oh.
Oh my god. I can't believe we're saying these things.
On to the next segment.
So you think you can make fun of me? Well, I don't know what to say. Comebacks.
So in this segment, I come up with something that someone says to me.
On a daily basis.
And Diana and our guest try and come up with a funny quip to combat that insult.
Okay,
operative
I got this.
Word, try.
I got this. I'm so pumped. I'm so ready to do this. I'm going to defend your honor. I'm not going to make you sound super faggoty. Mm-hmm. Per your words per last episode, I'm gonna do this. It's gonna be awesome.
So basically, we're gonna basically be saying what we would do if we could talk through you in this yes. moment of your mm-hmm. Your friend. Social obliteration.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, so, quite often it's Joy being picked on for being gay. So don't make him sound super gay as your rebuttal. I learned that one.
Okay.
So here's the situation.
Hit it.
You have a friend come over, mm-hmm. and you're doing a podcast,
uh-huh.
and during the segment, who do you want to punch in the face? He says, well, I want to punch you in the face. What do you say?
Okay, well, that's awkward. Okay.
You're telling me.
My comeback would be, okay, hold on, to quote... some music by some artist I don't know. Kiss with a Fist is a song by somebody I don't know who the original artist is. So I'm going to interpret this to mean when you punch me in the face, that's a kiss with a fist. I want to kiss you back. I love you too, man.
Yeah, okay.
That's really rad, right?
Yeah.
That's like an awesome rebuttal. Like, oh, yeah. He's like, woo, woo, if they were watching that.
Love you too, man.
That was like very Michael Franti or...
It totally is. Now let's smoke a joint and eat some asparagus.
You speared that head. Oh.
Michael Franti is the modern day, what? Bob Marley?
Mm-hmm.
For lack of a better comparison.
No.
Michael?
Well. I would say I would use that time that person gives you by announcing the punch they're about to deliver you to punch them in the face.
That's a quick beat them to the punch.
Which neither of you did. That's why I still got my teeth.
I'm knocking through my gums.
You know what? I actually found that one helpful. Watch out for a moment of silence, Michael.
I'm going to put my teeth guard in right now. My mouth might be muffled.
Hey, mine's more about love and happy times. Why would you go with kiss with a fist?
Well, which one is less gay?
Okay, punching somebody.
Oh! I would just say, Michael, you're a faggot.
Good rebuttal. It's what most straight people will say.
Yeah. Well, I don't got to worry about your faggot punch.
Yeah, totally.
It's going to feel like a kiss to my cheek.
Yeah, exactly. My cheekbone can obliterate your knuckle like that, bitch. That's what I would say. That's just because I have my cheekbones.
It's true. They're like razor blades.
Saws.
Hey,
these are pretty good.
So sharp.
Why didn't I think of that faggot punch like a kiss to the cheek earlier?
Because it's a
whole I'm gonna take
lame.
A faggot punch like a kiss to the cheek. okay. Rephrase. I'm gonna take your faggot punch like a kiss to the cheek.
I like it actually. Yeah.
I vote for my comeback. I win that round.
Yours is an amalgamation of ours.
No, it's not.
Kiss with a fist. Punch to the face.
I was inspired by no one but myself.
Right, totally unrelated.
The evidence speaks for itself.
Okay, fine, whatever.
I'm editing yours out.
Right, right, Lady Gaga, right. It's all you.
You're the first it's to all wear you. A meat dress, yeah.
That was a really aggressive ice crunch.
I know.
I thought I was being attacked at the faggot punch in the face.
Your fist is like a like a frozen raspberry to the jaw.
Your fist is like a frozen raspberry drink identifier to my teeth.
Or like a bag of frozen raspberries.
Next segment.
What is that you're waving? Is it a gay wand? What are you, a gay witch? Don't make me gay.
Okay, if you had a gay wand, a wand that could turn things more gay or decrease the gayness in something, what would you tap with your gay wand?
Or as Joy previously stated, rub it suggestively over their upper lip. Because this gay wand looks pretty much like a purple penis.
Oh, okay. In and around the mouth. It's quite girthy. Girthy wand. Girthful. If I had to wave my girthy gay wand and make somebody gay, as I often do, but by choice this time.
Oh my god, this segment is about your penis.
My life. Oh my god, I am the gay one.
What are you, a gay witch? Don't make me gay.
Guys, I'm kind of a gay witch too.
Oh my god, so, you're such a gay witch. Well, I am. Your purple penis wand changes the world.
Exactly. Yeah, it's kind of purple.
Then it might get you near the Pope.
Yeah.
Pope's going down.
Well, actually, I just saw a clip of these, like, I think there were these Hungarian gymnasts who went in front of the Pope. It's like was like 2 weeks ago, and they like take off their shirts. They're totally muscular, and it was like really homoerotic. And then they just like lifted each other in really homoerotic ways, and it's hilarious. And the Pope's like watching it. It's like, and he was like clapping and loving it. Needed a standing ovation for them.
Wait, two women?
What?
A woman and a man?
No, they're all men. They're all like shirtless, gorgeous men, like lifting each other and doing like flips around each other as a. As kind of like something, it was for the Pope.
Yeah.
Weird.
So, I think someone's gay wand, mine, worked. But on someone else's witch. Wish. I guess, well.
Someone else's witch.
Witch. Witch. Gay witch. I am a gay witch. But I think since I am the gay wand, that I am at the disposal of everyone else's incantations.
Mm. Joe, yeah. Do you have a new gay wand wish?
Last time I chose the Pope. This time, I choose the ghetto. I think ghetto should be gay.
Yeah.
If you go to Montreal, the ghetto is gay. The gays are, well, at least the gays are ghettoized. There's a strip. They're only allowed to live there. It's really depraved, but people like it, so. Every place also doubles as a bathhouse. Strip joints.
Oh, okay. Because I'm trying to picture this. I'm trying to picture this gay ghetto.
Mm-hmm. It's really ghetto. And, well, you know how the ghetto... I mean, the village used to be here in Vancouver. It was, like, kind of... Yeah. It was really seedy. Well, it's, like, it's all like that. And everyone who's gay lives there. Not everyone, but, like, I mean, like, just like the people in this gay village. But it's, like... condensed, and there's like 11-year-old prostitutes, like it's all open, everyone, like you see it, and but it's, since it's the ghetto, like, and I think there's a lot of homophobia in Montreal because of it. Sorry, we're getting really serious right here. But there's a lot of I think homophobia because of it, because people are like, because I don't know, Montreal's all about segregation, so this part of town is for these people and this part of town is for these people, which is great for preserving cultures. But, like, also, it's pretty ghettoizing as well. Because they're creating, essentially, ghettos.
Yeah.
And not to mention that all those segregated cultures hate faggots. But whatevs.
Here's the thing. You know, this whole segment is a little stereotypical, but that's...
It's true.
That's, my gay wand makes things better. Oh. By making them gay, it makes them better. It's Tu Wong Fu style gay wand.
Yes.
So I thought it was my gay wand.
When I thrust your gay wand at the ghetto,
okay,
the gunfire turns into confetti.
Purple golden jism sparkles.
So am I is my gay wand impervious to sexually transmitted infections?
Oh, for sure. I mean, yes.
I mean, if you're going to be poking it in some ghetto, I might catch something.
Well, it'll be like a happy clap. Or half syphilis.
A happy clap.
Sparkly syphilis.
Okay. Well, I'm satisfied with that answer.
What I'm picturing is more of a, colors on the streets, and I'm picturing, little black boys on the corner doing break dancing, and they're not prostitutes, but they happen to be gay break dancers, because that happens. And then,
oh, Toronto then. Cool.
Oh, yeah. And then, and then you, walking along, and then there's your neighbor, hey, neighbor, and they're like, hey, and then you, walking along, and there's, I don't know, fruit vendors, because you got lesbians, because it's, they're earthy like that.
Yeah.
And then you, walking along, and then you've got, bright colors everywhere, and, I don't know, an Iceman. Like ice cream man, he sells free ice cream for everybody. Because gays like ice cream.
The exactly. Ice man,
we love,
which is typically known as, what is that, diamonds or coke? I can never figure that out. I'm not black enough.
It's both.
Okay, the ice man turns into the ice cream man. See, you get the ghetto.
Oh,
you
I get the gay ghetto. I get it. The dealer in the corner, ice cream now.
Yeah.
You want some cones? I got some cones. You want some fudgesicles? I got some fudgesicles.
So you just want to inject more gay into the ghetto.
Happy gay.
To be able to make it more tolerant and happy and
sparkly
beautiful.
Goodness.
And spark. Sorry.
Lucifer's trying to get out of Michael.
Yeah.
I knew he was in there for a while.
Try to keep him suppressed. But when we talk about my gay wand, he comes out.
You start turning into a gay demon.
Well, I mean, it the gay agenda is definitely, comes from hell.
You know who I'd like to see gay wand caressed? Who I would like to see your purple wand gently, just tenderly stroked over his upper lip is Eminem.
Oh, okay.
You know?
But how more bleached could his hair get?
That's true. He's already bordering on pretty fucking twinkie.
Yeah.
So I don't imagine a lot of gay work would actually have to go into it, to be honest. Maybe his wife beaters would be turned pink instead of white.
Mm-hmm.
Or black. You know what I mean? he's gay. But I think...
to cover the blood of his actual wife that he beats.
Oh!
Well, there wouldn't be a wife that he beats. Or he would be beating his wife because...
Husband.
He would be beating his wife because he couldn't get married to the man he loves.
Oh. That is not a happy puzzle at all.
So if you rub my wand around his mouth, in his mouth, on his... just around him.
Yes.
He will be liberated and stop beating his wife.
That's what I want.
You know what? We're all holding out for you, Kim.
Well, he's been beating his wife because he didn't realize he was needing a gay wand.
Until I put my wand into his...
Wow. This aura. Is so dark. No, here's how I see it. Eminem, suddenly with his pink or purple wife beater and his bleach blonde hair... Stop being I will fuck that and fag it up. Blah, 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 blah. That's his horrible rapping, by the way. And then what he will do is suddenly be like, Moby, what's up, man? Come on over. Let's do some freestyle musicianing here.
Or a massage circle or something.
Absolutely. Next thing I'd expect, Moby, Eminem. Because I don't know if Moby's gay, but I do know he's sensitive. So maybe he'd be willing to swing both ways.
He does look like Kevin Spacey.
Mm.
Okay. And then next thing, Eminem and Moby are having a tender massage while listening to Enya. That's what I would like for both of them.
That is a beautiful world, just to watch them massage each other to Enya before I set
Come
them both
sail
on fire.
Sail away. Do-do. Sail away.
Michael,
for more devil
talk, how would you use your gay wand?
Clearly, I have little use for it.
You were so focused on our answers.
I know. Well, that's because I want to hear what you say. I haven't seen you guys for a long time.
See, this is a get to know you cast.
Yeah. Okay. If I could, I don't know. I can make anyone gay with my wand. It's less of a novelty.
Or less gay.
Or less gay. I would make Ellen more gay with her, with my penis.
What?
Somehow.
Is that possible?
Because Ellen just, I mean, she's gay. She's quite gay. But now she has such fear about showing, like, being too gay because she'll lose all her audience like she did the first time that she tried to be too gay.
That's true.
But I find her just, like, laughing uncomfortably and being, like, silent whenever there's any sort of, like, reflection back on her own sexuality, because she knows that everyone's mom is watching that show.
Yeah.
But also she needs to recognize that everyone's mom
wants to do her.
But everyone's, it's true. Right. And it's, mine does actually, I think.
Every street chick is totally attracted to Ellen. Oh my God. The weirdest thing I've ever seen.
It's
like irresistible Ellen phenomenon.
Absolutely. Those blue eyes. But like everyone, but she needs to realize that everyone's mom who is already gay watches that show. That's how parents, suburban parents, get okay with, like, their gay kids.
Yeah.
Is Ellen dances and sometimes, like, euphemizes her sexuality. But I want her to be a bit more gay with my gay wand.
I think that is an awesome, awesome choice. Because it's so true. It's so true. It's so true! She needs to, like, whitewash everything. She whitewashes everything, and you can see it. She'll talk about her wife. She got married to another woman.
Yeah.
A smoking hot woman at that.
Yeah.
And yet, even I watched part of that episode, and I couldn't see any physical interaction beside them between, like, maybe, like, a slight hand touch. Like, it's, you're like, married to this woman. She's getting your bed every night.
Maybe I just want to crack the world in half with my big purple wand, because maybe the world isn't ready for that, and that's the reason why. And I mean, I need to go straight to the fucking source.
Yeah.
I mean, if I've got the thrust, then you guys gotta just trust.
She is the source of cracking the world's gayness open. So you want Ellen to
just gay it up.
Eat out Portia de La Rossi right on her set. You want her
I want it to be a cooking segment, at least, where they have, you know, where they teach like middle-aged housewives
how to put oil of Olay on their taints.
Exactly, but also safe sex with rubber gloves and fisting. How to do the sort of, you know, broken neck goose thing. You know what I mean?
If only you could see the hand.
If only you could see that. You can't. They can't see us.
Hand movement.
They can't see us.
They can't.
Unfortunate.
See us.
I should put my purple wand away then.
What a waste of purple wand.
You want Cybill Shepherd to come on the show and Ellen to say, "Please open those lips and tell me you love me."
No, Joe, why?
What a lips, mouth. What are you thinking?
Cybill,
what are you
thinking? Cybill Shepherd. I don't even
Cybill Shepherd, why? Okay, more so, that was a dated reference, is why she's saying why.
Yeah, that too. Come Cybill, on, Cybill Shepherd.
Cybill Shepherd.
Fine, Jane Lynch.
Oh. No. No.
Fine, Rosie O'Donnell.
No. Kesha.
Is she?
She's drunk.
Yeah, she do.
She's always drunk.
She do it because she's just been
Well, jinxed. Guys are probably watching.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean,
all right. Well, I think it's time we wrap this podcast up. You know what? Thanks everybody for listening.
Thank you.
Again, if you've made it this far, you're a real trooper. I don't know where you're listening to this shit. Like, are you listening to it in your car? Are you actually sitting in front of your computer? Eventually, you'll be able to get this on iTunes. But you can download it.
Ooh.
You can save it for later if you want.
Put that
you can
in your purse.
Put it on your MP3 player and listen to it at another more appropriate time than sitting in front of your computer feeling like you're stuck there.
Mm-mm. Put it in your pipe and smoke it.
Michael, it was a pleasure catching up with you. Thank you so much for doing this.
Absolutely.
Woo!
Same with you guys.
Thanks, yous.
And thanks again for another riveting episode of Queer Eye for the Pink Eye. We will see you in approximately a week's time.
Happy New Year's, everyone.
Happy New Year!